Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past two episodes, we've talked about managing market risk and understanding leverage and debt risk. Today, we're diving into one of the most critical but often overlooked aspects of real estate investing, building and maintaining cash reserves. Cash reserves are your financial safety net. They protect you from unexpected expenses, vacancy periods, market downturns, and financial emergencies. Many investors focus exclusively on acquiring properties and maximizing returns, but neglect to build adequate reserves. This leaves them vulnerable when problems inevitably arise. By the end of this episode, you'll understand why cash reserves are essential, how much you should maintain, where to keep your reserves, how to build them systematically, and how reserves protect you from disasters. Let's start with why cash reserves matter. Why cash reserves are essential. Real estate investing involves uncertainty and risk. Properties require unexpected repairs. Tenants leave unexpectedly. Markets decline. Personal financial situations change. Cash reserves provide a buffer against these uncertainties. Here are the key reasons cash reserves are essential. Reason 1. Vacancy coverage. Vacancy is a normal risk in real estate investing. Tenants move out, leases end, and properties sit empty while you find new tenants. During vacancy periods, you still have expenses, mortgage payments, property taxes, insurance, utilities, and maintenance. Without cash reserves, vacancy can quickly create financial stress. With adequate reserves, you can cover expenses during vacancy without disrupting your personal finances or other investments. Reason 2. Unexpected repairs and maintenance. Properties require maintenance and repairs, and some expenses are unpredictable. Roofs leak, HVAC systems fail, plumbing breaks, appliances stop working. Major repairs can cost thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. If you don't have cash reserves, you may need to take out expensive loans, delay necessary repairs, or sell properties at unfavorable times. Cash reserves allow you to address problems immediately without financial strain. Reason 3. Economic downturns. During recessions or market downturns, some investors may experience higher vacancy, weaker rent growth, declining property values, or tighter refinancing conditions. Cash reserves allow you to continue making mortgage payments and covering expenses even when conditions become more challenging. This prevents forced sales at unfavorable prices or foreclosures. Investors with strong cash reserves can weather downturns and even take advantage of opportunities that arise. Reason 4. Personal financial emergencies. Life is unpredictable. You may lose your job, experience health problems, face family emergencies, or encounter other unexpected expenses. If your real estate investments depend on your personal income to cover shortfalls, personal financial problems can threaten your portfolio. Cash reserves provide separation between your personal finances and your investment portfolio, reducing this risk. Reason 5. Opportunity. Cash reserves aren't just defensive, they're also offensive. During market downturns or when attractive properties become available, strong liquidity can make an investor more flexible and, in some transactions, more competitive when opportunities arise. Having reserves positions you to capitalize on opportunities that others can't pursue. Reason 6. Peace of mind. Real estate investing can be stressful, especially when problems arise. Adequate cash reserves provide peace of mind. You know you can handle unexpected expenses, vacancy, or income disruptions without panic or financial distress. This allows you to make better decisions and avoid emotional reactions during challenging times. Types of cash reserves. Before we discuss how much to maintain, let's clarify the different types of reserves. Operating reserves. Operating reserves cover temporary vacancies, routine surprises, and short-term income or expense fluctuations. These are the reserves you tap when a tenant leaves unexpectedly or a minor repair is needed. Capital expenditure reserves. Capital expenditure reserves, or CapEx reserves, prepare for major replacements and improvements. Roofs, HVAC systems, water heaters, appliances, and other major components have finite lifespans and will eventually need replacement. CapEx reserves ensure you're prepared for these predictable but large expenses. Emergency and liquidity reserves. Emergency reserves protect against unusually severe events, multiple simultaneous problems, extended market downturns, or personal financial crises. These reserves provide a deeper cushion beyond operating and CapEx reserves. Insurance deductible reserves. Insurance deductibles, especially for wind, hail, named storms, or other property damage, can be substantial. Higher deductibles may require investors to maintain additional liquidity to cover out-of-pocket costs before insurance pays. Personal emergency reserves. Personal emergency reserves are separate from your investment reserves. They cover your living expenses, family needs, and personal financial obligations independent of your investment portfolio. Opportunity reserves. Opportunity reserves are designated specifically for new investments rather than emergencies. These funds are intentionally available for acquisitions when attractive opportunities arise. Now let's discuss how much to maintain in each category. How much cash reserves should you maintain? The appropriate level of cash reserves depends on several factors, and there is no universal answer that applies to every investor or every property. However, here are frameworks and considerations to help you determine appropriate reserve levels. Framework 1. Property-level operating reserves. Many investors maintain property-level reserves to cover operating expenses and debt service during vacancy or income disruptions. Some investors target 3 to 6 months of total property expenses, including mortgage payment, property taxes, insurance, utilities, and average maintenance costs per property. Others may target 6 to 12 months during uncertain economic periods or for properties with higher risk. The appropriate level depends on property characteristics. Older properties or properties with deferred maintenance may require larger reserves. Newer properties in good condition may require less. Tenant quality and lease terms. Properties with stable long-term tenants may require smaller reserves. Properties with higher turnover or less reliable tenants may require more. Local market conditions. Markets with strong demand and low vacancy may require smaller reserves. Weaker markets with higher vacancy risk may require more. Financing terms. Properties with adjustable rate debt, balloon payments, or higher leverage may require larger reserves to manage refinancing risk or payment increases. Your access to additional liquidity. If you have substantial additional liquid assets outside the property, you may maintain smaller property-level reserves. If reserves are your only liquidity source, maintain larger reserves. Framework 2. Capital expenditure reserves. CapEx reserves should reflect the age and condition of major building components and their expected replacement timelines. Some investors estimate annual CapEx needs based on property age and type, then maintain reserves equal to 1 to 3 years of expected CapEx. Others maintain reserves based on specific upcoming replacements. If you know the roof will need replacement in 2 years at a cost of $15,000, build that reserve now. CapEx reserves prevent major replacements from becoming financial emergencies. Framework 3. Portfolio-level reserves. In addition to property-level reserves, consider maintaining portfolio-level reserves to address problems affecting multiple properties simultaneously or to cover portfolio-wide expenses. Portfolio reserves should be based on debt service, operating expenses, expected capital expenditures, insurance deductibles, vacancy exposure, and upcoming loan maturities across your entire portfolio. Some investors target total reserves equal to 6 to 12 months of total portfolio debt service and operating expenses. But the appropriate level depends on portfolio size, property characteristics, financing terms, market conditions, and personal risk tolerance. Framework 4. Personal emergency reserves. Beyond property and portfolio reserves, maintain personal emergency reserves separate from your real estate investments. Personal reserves cover your living expenses, family needs, and personal financial obligations independent of your investment portfolio. A commonly used guideline is 3 to 6 months of personal living expenses in emergency reserves, though some recommend more, depending on income stability and family situation. Keeping personal reserves separate from investment reserves prevents personal financial problems from threatening your investment portfolio and vice versa. Framework 5. Opportunity reserves. Some investors maintain additional reserves specifically for pursuing new investment opportunities. Opportunity reserves allow you to act quickly when attractive deals arise, without liquidating existing investments or disrupting operating reserves. The amount depends on your acquisition strategy and goals. If you're actively seeking new investments, you might maintain reserves equal to down payments and closing costs for one or more properties. If you're in a holding phase focused on managing existing properties, opportunity reserves may be smaller or unnecessary. Adjusting reserve levels based on risk. Your reserve target should reflect the risk profile of your portfolio and current market conditions. Higher reserves may be appropriate when you have higher leverage across your portfolio, you have adjustable rate debt or loans with upcoming maturities, your properties are older or have deferred maintenance, your tenants have shorter lease terms or less stable payment histories. Local market conditions are weakening, rising vacancy, declining rents, or economic uncertainty. You have limited access to additional liquidity beyond your reserves. You're experiencing personal income uncertainty. You have high insurance deductibles. Lower reserves may be appropriate when you have lower leverage and substantial equity. You have long-term fixed-rate financing with no near-term maturities. Your properties are newer and well-maintained. Your tenants have long-term leases and strong payment histories. Local market conditions are strong, low vacancy, rising rents, and economic growth. You have substantial additional liquid assets outside the property. Your personal income is stable and secure. You have low insurance deductibles. Even in favorable conditions, maintain some level of reserves. Conditions can change quickly, and rebuilding reserves takes time. Where to keep your cash reserves? Cash reserves must be liquid and accessible, but they should also be safe and earn some return when possible. Here are appropriate places to keep reserves. Option 1. High-yield savings accounts. High-yield savings accounts offer liquidity. You can access funds quickly when needed. Safety. At an FDIC-insured bank, eligible deposits are insured up to applicable FDIC limits. Some return. Interest rates vary, but are typically higher than traditional savings accounts. This is often the best option for reserves you may need to access on short notice. Option 2. Money market deposit accounts. Money market deposit accounts are similar to high-yield savings accounts and offer liquidity and check-writing ability. At an FDIC-insured bank, eligible deposits are insured up to applicable FDIC limits. Competitive interest rates. Note that a money market deposit account is different from a money market mutual fund, which is an investment and is not FDIC insured. Money market deposit accounts may have minimum balance requirements or transaction limits, so review terms carefully. Option 3. Short-term certificates of deposit. Short-term CDs, 3 to 12 months, offer. CDs issued by FDIC-insured banks are eligible for deposit insurance up to applicable limits. Slightly higher interest rates than savings accounts. However, CDs have limited liquidity. Early withdrawal typically incurs penalties. CDs may be appropriate for a portion of reserves you don't expect to need immediately, but keep enough in liquid accounts for near-term needs. Option 4. Treasury bills. Short-term treasury bills are U.S. government securities and offer safety, backed by the U.S. government. Liquidity. Treasury bills can generally be sold in the secondary market before maturity, although the sale price may differ from what you paid. Competitive returns. Treasury bills may be appropriate for reserves, though they require slightly more management than savings accounts. Option 5. Lines of credit. Some investors consider lines of credit, such as home equity lines of credit or business lines of credit, as backup liquidity. However, lines of credit have significant risks. They can be reduced or frozen by lenders during economic downturns when you need them most. They require creditworthiness and may not be available if your financial situation deteriorates. They increase debt when used. Credit can disappear during financial stress and should not be treated as equivalent to cash. Lines of credit should not replace cash reserves. Maintain adequate cash reserves even if you have access to credit. Where not to keep reserves. Avoid keeping reserves in stocks or equity investments. These are volatile and may decline in value when you need the funds most. Real estate equity. Equity in properties is not liquid and cannot be accessed quickly without selling or refinancing. Retirement accounts. Retirement accounts generally should not serve as your primary property reserve because access may involve taxes, penalties, restrictions, or long-term retirement consequences depending on the account and circumstances. Illiquid investments. Private equity, partnerships, or other investments that cannot be quickly converted to cash. Reserves must be liquid, safe, and accessible. Prioritize these characteristics over maximizing returns. How to build cash reserves systematically. Building adequate reserves takes time and discipline, especially when you're also acquiring properties and managing expenses. Here's how to build reserves systematically. Step 1. Set clear reserve targets. Determine your reserve targets based on the frameworks discussed earlier. Operating reserves for each property. CapEx reserves for each property. Portfolio-level emergency reserves. Personal emergency reserves. Opportunity reserves, if applicable. Write down specific dollar amounts for each category. Having clear targets makes it easier to track progress and stay motivated. Step 2. Prioritize reserve building. Treat reserve building as a non-negotiable priority, not an afterthought. One conservative approach is to use the following priority order. Pay all property expenses and debt service. Fund operating and CapEx reserves to target levels. Reinvest remaining cash flow into new properties or debt reduction. Emergency and operating reserves should not be used for discretionary spending or acquisitions. Separate opportunity reserves can be designated specifically for new investments. Step 3. Automate reserve contributions. Set up automatic transfers from your operating accounts to reserve accounts. For example, an investor might designate a fixed dollar amount or percentage of rental income each month until the reserve target is reached. Automation ensures consistent progress and removes the temptation to skip contributions. Step 4. Allocate windfalls to reserves. When you receive unexpected income, tax refunds, bonuses, property sales proceeds, refinancing proceeds, allocate a portion to reserves. Windfalls can accelerate reserve building significantly. Step 5. Reduce expenses to free up cash. Review your personal and property expenses and identify opportunities to reduce costs. Redirect savings to reserves. Even small monthly savings compound over time. Step 6. Delay new acquisitions if necessary. If your reserves are inadequate, consider delaying new property acquisitions until you've built sufficient reserves. Acquiring properties without adequate reserves increases risk and can jeopardize your entire portfolio. It's better to grow slowly with strong reserves than quickly without them. Step 7. Monitor and adjust. Review your reserve levels regularly, quarterly or semi-annually. As your portfolio grows, your reserve needs will increase. Adjust your targets and contributions accordingly. How cash reserves protect you from disasters. Let's look at specific scenarios where cash reserves protect you. Scenario 1. Extended vacancy. Your tenant moves out unexpectedly, and it takes 4 months to find a new tenant due to market conditions. During those 4 months, you have no rental income but still have a mortgage payment of $1,500 per month, plus property taxes, insurance, and utilities, totaling $500 per month. Total cost? $8,000. With adequate reserves, you cover these expenses without stress. Without reserves, you may need to use personal funds, borrow money, delay other obligations, or, in more severe cases, risk missed payments or a forced sale. Scenario 2. Major repair. Your property's HVAC system fails and requires a $10,000 replacement. With CapEx reserves, you pay for the repair immediately, keeping the property habitable and the tenant satisfied. Without reserves, you may need to take out a high-interest loan, potentially create habitability or tenant relations problems, or seek outside financing. Scenario 3. Job loss. You lose your job and your personal income drops significantly. You have 3 properties, each with slight negative cash flow that you've been covering from your salary. With personal emergency reserves, you can cover your living expenses and property shortfalls while you find new employment. Without reserves, you may face significant financial stress or need to make difficult decisions about your properties. Scenario 4. Market downturn. A recession hits your market. Rents decline, vacancy increases, and refinancing becomes difficult. Your portfolio's cash flow drops significantly. With portfolio-level reserves, you can cover debt service and expenses until conditions improve. Without reserves, you may face more limited options during a challenging period. Scenario 5. Opportunity. A distressed property becomes available at a significant discount, but the seller needs to close quickly. With opportunity reserves, you can act immediately and secure the deal. Without reserves, you miss the opportunity while trying to arrange financing. Adequate liquidity can give an investor more options and reduce the likelihood that a temporary problem becomes a larger financial crisis. Common mistakes with cash reserves. Avoid these common mistakes. Mistake 1. Not building reserves at all. Many investors neglect reserves entirely, assuming problems won't happen or they'll figure it out when they do. This is the most dangerous mistake. Mistake 2. Spending operating reserves on non-emergencies. Operating and emergency reserves are for unexpected expenses and temporary problems, not discretionary spending. Once you spend reserves, rebuild them immediately. Mistake 3. Keeping reserves in illiquid or risky investments. Reserves must be liquid and safe. Don't invest reserves in stocks, real estate, or other volatile or illiquid assets. Mistake 4. Combining personal and investment reserves. Keep personal and investment reserves separate. This prevents personal problems from threatening your investments and vice versa. Mistake 5. Not adjusting reserves as your portfolio grows. As you acquire more properties, your reserve needs increase. Regularly review and adjust your reserve targets. Mistake 6. Over-relying on lines of credit. Credit can disappear during financial stress and should not be treated as equivalent to cash. Maintain adequate cash reserves even if you have access to credit. Mistake 7. Not planning for capital expenditures. Failing to maintain separate CapEx reserves means major replacements become financial emergencies. Plan ahead for predictable large expenses. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do 4 things. First, calculate your current cash reserves across all categories: operating reserves, CapEx reserves, portfolio-level emergency reserves, personal emergency reserves, and opportunity reserves. Second, determine appropriate reserve targets for your situation based on the frameworks discussed in this episode. Consider vacancy exposure, property condition, upcoming capital expenditures, insurance deductibles, leverage, loan terms, market conditions, and access to reliable liquidity. Third, compare your current reserves to your targets. Identify any gaps. Fourth, create a plan to build reserves systematically. Set up automatic contributions, allocate windfalls, reduce expenses, or delay new acquisitions if necessary. Building adequate reserves takes time, but it's one of the most important things you can do to protect your portfolio and ensure long-term success. Final thoughts. Cash reserves are your financial safety net in real estate investing. They protect you from vacancy, unexpected repairs, economic downturns, personal financial emergencies, and other uncertainties. They also position you to take advantage of opportunities when they arise. Maintain different types of reserves: operating reserves for temporary vacancies and routine surprises, CapEx reserves for major replacements, emergency reserves for severe events, insurance deductible reserves, personal emergency reserves separate from investment reserves, and opportunity reserves for acquisitions. Some investors use a certain number of months of property expenses as a starting point, but reserve targets should ultimately reflect vacancy exposure, property condition, upcoming capital expenditures, insurance deductibles, leverage, loan terms, market conditions, and access to reliable liquidity. Keep reserves in liquid, safe accounts, high-yield savings accounts, money market deposit accounts at FDIC-insured banks, short-term CDs, or treasury bills. Build reserves systematically by setting clear targets, prioritizing reserve contributions, automating transfers, allocating windfalls, reducing expenses, and delaying acquisitions if necessary. Avoid common mistakes, neglecting reserves, spending them on non-emergencies, keeping them in illiquid investments, combining personal and investment reserves, not adjusting as your portfolio grows, over-relying on credit lines, and not planning for capital expenditures. The goal isn't to hit an arbitrary reserve number. It's to maintain enough liquidity that a predictable setback doesn't force a bad financial decision. Adequate liquidity gives you options, reduces stress, and protects your long-term success. This podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be considered financial, legal, tax, or investment advice. Reserve strategy should be evaluated based on individual circumstances, property characteristics, market conditions, and risk tolerance. Investors should conduct their own due diligence and consult qualified professionals before making financial decisions. Tomorrow, we're talking about portfolio diversification, how to spread risk across properties, markets, and asset types. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.